news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The impeachment trial of Donald Trump moves on to the questioning phase Wednesday after Trump's legal team cut short its opening arguments on Tuesday. Although Mitch McConnell had signaled they'd address the question of witnesses following each side's opening presentations, we learned Tuesday night that the majority leader told his conference they currently don't have the votes to block new witnesses from the trial, thus the immediate move on to the questioning. Trump's defenders were quick to point out that there were a number of senators still allegedly undecided, not that the party is on a trajectory to lose the vote. Among those undecided are three so-called Democrats. Politico reporting, Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Kirsten Sinema of Arizona, and Doug Jones of Alabama are all undecided on whether to vote to remove the president from office and are agonizing over where to land. It's a decision that could have major ramifications for each senator's legacy and political prospects, as well as shape the broader political dynamic surrounding impeachment heading into the 2020 election. Well, we knew it was coming. The smearing of John Bolton by Republicans is now complete, with Trump tweeting Wednesday morning, quote, "For a guy who couldn't get approved for the ambassador to the UN years ago, couldn't get approved for anything since, begged me for a non-Senate-approved job, which I gave him despite many saying, 'Don't do it, sir,' takes the job, mistakenly says, 'Libyan model on TV,' and many more mistakes of judgment, gets fired because, frankly, if I listened to him, we would be in World War VI by now, and goes out and immediately writes a nasty and untrue book, all classified national security. Who would do this?" Well, someone who puts country over party, perhaps? Yeah. The Pentagon said Tuesday that 50 U.S. military personnel have now been diagnosed with concussions and traumatic brain injuries following the Iranian missile attack on U.S. forces in Iraq earlier this month. That's an increase of 16 from late last week when the Pentagon said 34 cases had been diagnosed. Several Pentagon officials told CNN that the number of diagnosed cases is likely to continue to change. Now, in case you are wondering what Donald Trump, the alleged president and commander-in-chief, had to say about the troops who were injured, no big deal.
Initially, you said repeatedly to Americans that after Iran retaliated for the Soleimani strike, no Americans were injured. We now know at least 11 U.S. service men were airlifted from Iraq. Can you explain the discrepancy?
No, I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things, but I would say, and I can report, it is not very serious.
So you don't consider potential traumatic brain injury serious?
They told me about it numerous days later. You'd have to ask Department of Defense. No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen. I've seen what Iran has done with their roadside bombs to our troops. I've seen people with no legs and with no arms. I've seen people that were horribly, horribly injured in that area, that war. In fact, many cases put those bombs put there by Soleimani, who's no longer with us. I consider them to be really bad injuries. No, I do not consider that to be bad injuries, no.
Wow. Just wow. With newly indicted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu standing right next to him in the East Room on Tuesday, Donald Trump revealed his long-promised Middle East peace plan that Palestinians immediately condemned as one-sided, because it is. The plan proposes eventually creating a Palestinian state under strict conditions, and it calls for Israel's continued control of long-contested West Bank settlements with a four-year freeze on new settlement activity. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas mocked what Trump has called the deal of the century, describing it as the slap of the century. Trump's son-in-law, inexplicably still a White House senior advisor, Jared Kushner, one of the architects of the plan, told Reuters the Palestinians, quote, look quite foolish for immediately rejecting the ideas, and he recommended they take some time to consider a, quote, very strong opening offer. Aye. A few final words on the coronavirus hysteria. In China, the risk of infection is high, with new deaths and cases being reported every day. But in the U.S., there are now 5 confirmed cases, all travelers from Wuhan. An additional 110 people are under observation, according to experts. But this outbreak has been defined by panic and uncertainty and a deluge of disinformation. To put the risk in context, the current U.S. flu season has killed 54 infants so far, according to the CDC. And in the first 2 weeks of 2020 alone, the flu has killed more than 5,000 people in the United States, mostly through associated pneumonia. So they can still get a flu shot. But more importantly, wash your hands. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.